Two 20-year proposals now on the table in Milford. Joining us is Dr. Anna Kutaye, superintendent of schools in Milford. And we're talking about the long-range facilities plan, something that has been in the works for over 2 years. The community has been a part of this process. And last night, there was a draft master plan revealed by the consultant who's been working with the district through this. And the two plans essentially both still stick with the original plan from the Board of Ed. And I know a lot of this is tentative, Dr. Kutaye. Welcome back. But both options still include closing one middle school and two elementary schools, right?
That's correct. Good morning, Melissa.
I'm so glad to have you here, Dr. Kutaye. So it looked like the two plans were, you know, which we knew was going to be costly, but you're looking at over $1 billion in both plans. About a 4-year difference, though, in the timelines. But I want to get your take on the master plans that were revealed.
So I'm grateful that the consultants took the feedback that we've been hearing over the last 3 years, and particularly used the data that exists on the physical plant. You know, Melissa, we talked so many times about this, right? That our buildings are going on 50, 75 years old, mm-hmm. And they have definitely gone beyond their expiration date, if you will. And so I think the consultants are taking this on, considering children not being in a construction zone all of their educational career in Milford, taking on the condition of the building, taking on the programs we want to offer kids. They've considered educational spaces that are appropriate in the 21st century, where when these buildings were built, they didn't even think about mental health services at a school, right? So I'm happy that they took that feedback and then put it into a 20-plus year plan, because what will happen is we have to get to 14 buildings, Melissa. You can't do that overnight, obviously.
Right.
And if you spread it out over 20 years, you're also thinking about spreading out that bonding over 20 years. So that allows a city to be planful rather than reactionary, like you and I have talked so many times, like, oh, my God, there's a budget cut. We're going to close a school.
Right.
Yikes. No, it's planful and it's intentional.
And I also think to something we've talked about, Dr. Kutaye, is, you know, when you're talking over 20 years, I think families can digest that better. Because, of course, you're hearing schools closing, you're hearing about consolidation, or you're just hearing about these plans going in, and immediately you start to spiral and think, oh, my gosh, so by the time my kid is going to this grade, they're already going to be redistricted. I mean, you're talking about this is going to take time. I mean, a lot of time. And my understanding is in both plans, the high schools are the last to be renovated. We still don't know, though, if we're knocking them down or upgrading what's currently there, correct?
Well, you know, if I had a crystal ball that was more accurate of what was going to happen in 20 years, we would know, right? Wouldn't that be nice? But what is on the table now is a renovation of the high schools. And I like that they were thoughtful that they said that we have the infrastructure at the high school level. We have the footprint. We have the square footage, if you will, to be more planful with programs at the high school. That doesn't apply at the elementary and middle. We really don't have the square footage for, let's say, all the preschool plans that we have, all the special ed plans we have. So right now the high schools are slotted to be renovated, and they're last. The first thing to take on would be elementary schools.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to dive into that.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I would love to kind of see that. So, again, tentatively, we're closing two elementary schools. And I say that because the Board of Ed is going to make a final decision closer to the end of the month. There is still going to be a public session next week, which will tell you all about that and everything as we get closer to it. But right now, you're looking at tentatively still closing two schools in the elementary level. So what does that mean for
That's the other six?
Right.
So, and you're right, Board of Ed still has to approve this plan at the end of the month. So this is what is proposed. We will first build a new JFK and a new Live Oaks on current property. So while school is in session, while students are in their current buildings, they will watch in a really educational way, we hope, a new JFK and a new Live Oaks be constructed. And then when those two buildings are done, we will retire Calf Penn and Meadowside as elementary schools. And this is a big, big thing for parents. We will only redistrict once. If we start with two elementary schools, scenario two on the table only starts with one. So we had to talk about that a little bit more. We don't have all the details there.
Okay.
And so then Meadowside and CAF 10 actually become what we call swing space. So they become schools where other students go and attend while their buildings are being worked on. So the next part, after JFK and Live Oaks are opened and we redistrict, we will likely, what's in the plan, is swing West Shore students likely to Meadowside, East Shore students to CAF 10, and that's when they do the work on West Shore, East Shore. And when West Shore, East Shore are done, and what's proposed right now is building new West Shore, new East Shore, then we will put all middle school students, redraw the lines for middle school, and then we'll retire Harborside.
Okay.
So that's the plan on paper right now.
Okay. So if I'm hearing this correctly, Dr. Kutayan, please correct me. You're talking about really just rebuilding two of the elementary schools. I only heard two of them that you said JFK.
So far.
Okay.
So far.
And then obviously we knew with consolidating the three middle schools to two, we knew there were going to be renovations to the two current schools, but those are not being knocked down. We're going to reno those.
No, well.
We don't know.
This, what is on the table is building new middle schools. And remember, this is just all really drafty. Like this is the consultant's first pitch to the Board of Ed saying, this is our thinking based on everything we have. So this is a super draft. It's very conceptual also. A lot of people are asking a lot of details about what's going to be in the building. So the draft right now is, and again, Melissa, the middle schools aren't slated to go to be touched until like 2030-something, 2031, 2032.
Right. Well, because
so
you're doing
some time between now and then.
So you yeah, because you got to give time to the elementary schools. Superintendent of Milford Schools, Dr. Anna Kutaye, is here. We are talking about the long range facilities plan. It's been in the works for over 2 years in Milford. Tentatively, there's going to be two elementary schools closing down. So we'll have six. One middle school closing down, so we'll have two. Both high schools will stay. At this point, they're going to be the last on the list and at this point getting renovated. But let's talk, Dr. Kutaye, let's kind of go back a little bit. There were two master plans, draft plans, I should say, that were presented publicly by the consulting firm working with the district. And again, kind of the difference is cost and timeline. They're both relatively, though, within range of each other. I want to get into some of the details, though. So you had mentioned before the break, JFK and Live Oaks Elementary Schools. Those are the first, at least, to get renovated, it sounds like. And the two elementary schools tentatively shutting down are going to be swing space, which makes sense, right? So as schools are getting fixed up, you got to put the kids somewhere. Got it.
Yeah.
What happens to the other elementary schools, though, the other four?
So, Melissa, good question, but let me just correct you. JFK and Live Oaks get new builds, not renovations.
Those are totally getting knocked down and starting over. Got it. Okay, good correction.
Right.
Important to know.
The difference between a new build and renovation was so minimal that the consultant is recommending a new build. So
yeah,
then,
why not? Makes sense.
So the two new buildings, JFK, Live Oaks, then the recommendation is to go to middle schools, build the new middle schools, close Harborside. And then the other elementary schools we get to, each one of those schools will be considered for new build. And possibly at that point, like a Pumpkin Delight just got a partial renovation, new build. So at that point, whatever board is in place at that point, they'll have to decide what they do at Pumpkin, whether it's a reno or a new build. But then we take on other elementary schools. So we'll build a new Orchard Hills. We'll build a new Orange Avenue, et cetera. And now we're talking like 2036, Melissa, 2038. So as you go out in time through the process, the consultant is proposing that you build a new elementary school and knock down the old one.
Wow. So all the elementary schools are going to be, okay. So essentially, you're going to go down the line, but every elementary school in Milford, the last six that are left, they're all going to be knocked down and start over.
Yes, because remember, they're like vintage 1950-something.
Right.
So by the time you get to like 2040, we're talking about almost 100-year-old buildings. So you're talking about 100-year-old pipes and HVAC and ceiling and tiles, et cetera. So at that point, the consultant is recommending knock that building down and build new. And hence, needing to hold on to the older buildings like Meadow and Calf Penn so we have swing space.
Got it. Okay, so I totally get that. But what I'm hearing, Dr. Kutaye, is, holy cow, so you're going to have six new schools. It's going to take time. So we're not even touching the middle schools till what, 2040? Am I crazy in saying that?
No. It's JFK Live Oaks first.
Right, no. I got you.
Then we go to middle schools, and the middle schools start in 2031, 2032.
Okay.
And then after those are done, we start touching elementary schools again in like 2035.
I see. Okay. Math was never my strong subject. That's why I talk for a living. Okay. So you're going to start with Live Oaks and JFK by the year 2031, 32, around there. Then you're going to work on the middle schools. Then you go back to the elementary schools. But by when do you think you'll get to the high schools then, tentatively?
High schools are slated for 2041.
Okay, there was I was like, there's somewhere 40s there. Okay, 2041 for the high schools. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay, so that's
right,
your 20
year plan.
Right,
but this is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, big numbers, right? Like, you could also get knocked over by the over $1 billion investment. But we're spreading it out over time.
Yep.
And we'll have to work with city officials on timing and when bonding retires, when they take on new bonding. It's definitely a process and a skill to plan this out so it has the least effect on taxpayers.
Agreed. Okay, so ready? I'm going to do math one more time with you. Okay. So considering,
<It's early. laughs>
I know, right? Considering we get the money, which I believe would happen in the next, year or so? When is the earliest we'd see the work start with JFK and Live Oaks and the shutdown of the other two schools? The swings, obviously.
Oh, boy. So, not surprisingly, there's a lot of red tape at the state level where we have to apply for reimbursement grants. We also have to work with our legislators because we like to see if there's any opportunity for increased reimbursement rates. So all of that planning with JFK and Live Oaks actually starts immediately. As soon as the board approves a plan, then in May, there's a capital improvement plan that they consider, which lays out the next 5 years of what they hope to do with big money, if you will. That's a capital improvement plan that goes to the city. So shovel in ground, I don't know, Melissa, you're probably talking like 2028 because we have the process of going through the town bodies to get money's approved. We have to hire architects to sketch it out. The Board of Ed approves educational specifications, which is jargon for what do we want in a building. And then we have to apply to the state some paperwork, and then there will be meetings on whether they approve that education spec, because they won't let you overbuild. So if you only have space for 5,000 kids, they're not going to let you build for 10,000 kids, right? So they have to go through our enrollment projections, see what the enrollment looks like for the next 10 years at those schools. So there's a lot of paperwork to go through. So I'm thinking 2028, 2029 is about when people will start to see activity as far as construction trucks and hard hats, et cetera.
Okay, so Calf Penn and Meadowside then would have to, I would think, probably close after next school year, right?
No. Nope.
Nope,
because we are not, redistricting until JFK and Live Oaks are built new and ready to open.
But then how can we use those buildings as swing buildings if they're still active schools?
JFK and Live Oaks students actually stay in their buildings and they watch the construction on another part of their land.
Oh, wow.
So there's enough land on JFK and Live Oaks. Yeah, I've done it a couple times in my career, and it's actually really exciting for kids. Like, and if you hire the right construction management group, they actually engage kids in the process.
That's pretty
cool. They'll make kids part of the groundbreaking. They'll make kids part of maybe even some of the decisions, like what color paint and things like that. They have them in a really safe way be part of, come and see the process of how your classrooms are being built.
That's pretty cool.
It's it's really cool experience, especially for the little ones. They love it.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, I'm 35 and I'd love to watch that happen. So that's pretty cool. All right. So that is super helpful. When we come back, Dr. Kutai, I know I'm making this the longest conversation, but I think these are really important.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot to process, but also it's really good to talk through these things, especially because we're going to have an opportunity next week for the public to kind of weigh in. So I want people to have the fact. I swear Dr. Kutai is definitely not going to want to come back on my show. I'm like, hey, no, could you just stay on for an hour? If you could just, honestly, can I just tell you, I really appreciate that you are willing to have these very open conversations before your workday. Because I think this is such an emotional and a huge process. But to your point, you are talking about buildings that are old and need more than TLC. And you're talking about 14 schools in a district. It's a lot. So there's a lot to process. And so I just appreciate your patience on this and always giving us the time. Really, it matters. It totally matters. So thank you.
Happy to come on. And in fact, if you want to give me just a regular slot on a weekly basis, we can just chat.
There you go. Hey, there you go. Honestly. Dr. Kutai, again, is the superintendent of schools in Milford. We're talking about the long-range facilities plan. Two draft master plans came up last night. They're 20-year proposals each. You're looking at still closing one middle school, two elementary schools, and we really were doing a big dive into the elementary school piece of it. I want to go back to the middle schools, if you don't mind, Dr. Kutai. So if I remember, and I wrote down the dates so I don't mess this up again, the middle school construction work would probably happen around 2031, 32. So let's go to the middle schools. And what happens to Harborside?
Oh, big question, right?
Yeah, have to do it.
So, you know, that came up last night, and there could actually be other potential educational uses of Harborside. And the board at the time will have to make a decision what to do at Harborside. So potentially Harborside could be additional swing space, let's say, if a particular school doesn't fit into Meadow or Calf Penn. It could end up being an educational center for alternative high school and adult education. Right now, the academy has a standalone building in a different place in town. But the board at the time could also be visioning how can we marry adult education and alternative high school experiences. It could also be a different central office, you know. We take up part of the Parsons government building. The city may want that other side of ours where we occupy offices, and we could move. So there's actually potential for other educational purposes. I just think that we need to give the board some time to be planful about that. So I know there's been a lot of worry on will it become. So the buildings don't get turned over to the city until the Board of Ed decides we're done with this building. We're going
to
turn it over.
Okay.
Right? So the board at that time will have to make a decision if and when we turn over those buildings to the city. So I wouldn't worry too much right now about will they become apartments, because I think there's enough worry about that, and there could be other educational opportunities. So,
oh, is that
tuned.
A fear for people? I wasn't even thinking about apartments. Honestly, I was kind of waiting, and it didn't come up, but I'm wondering if this is something. As you know, I cover a lot of different school districts. Bridgeport is the first in the state to launch a state-funded special ed center. And I didn't know if Harborside in some regard would focus on special ed, since I know as a state we're trying to keep more kids either in their district or at least in the state versus being sent elsewhere, because we spend an insane amount of money doing that. And I'm wondering, I mean, especially if the state were to back it, Could we use that building for special? I wasn't even thinking housing. I figured it'd stay in education. But is that a possibility?
Well, I think there are possibilities, and I'm not going to rule that out. I kind of like special ed programs to be in a typical building so that they have opportunities to
be with their peers,
interact with their peers. But you know, one crazy idea, and who knows, you could make it a preschool center. You know, it would require lots of reno. And we have to remember that Harborside is an old building. So it's probably, if we were to keep that building, it's probably one that would need to be knocked down. It has not been touched like, let's say, Matthewson has been, or East Shore, West Shore. They've had more recent renovations. But I think there's potential for creative thinking when it comes to Harborside.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't get the sense, Dr. Kutaye, that from the board or even in these discussions, I mean, you listed at least four or five different options that all fall under education. You don't get the sense that Harborside will become housing. I can understand that fear for sure.
I can't really speak to that. The board, you know, the board is doing such an incredible job taking all of this in. And I don't know that what we'll do with Harborside is front of mind right now. I think front of mind is what do we do with providing the educational spaces for the kids we have, right? So how do we make JFK and Live Oaks the best learning space? How do we then move on to the middle school? So I think how to retire buildings is later on in the process. But what is hopeful is that there are other ways of thinking about those buildings and not just necessarily turning them over for housing.
So Dr. Kutaye is the superintendent in Milford. Couple more questions for you, Dr. Kutaye. Has enrollment gone down, student enrollment?
Yeah, it has. And we're not immune to the enrollment decline trend in Connecticut and in many parts of the nation, not all. But I know where you're going with this. I think I can read your mind at this point. So the board is committed to class size guidelines. So don't worry if a school goes from 300 to 450, the board is still committed to class size guidelines of 20 and 23 in elementary schools. Right?
That's exactly where I was going with classroom sizes.
Right. And then the other question is, well, if the enrollment has gone down, don't you have like a bunch of empty classrooms? So can I just take a moment to dispel that myth?
I would love that, please. Yeah, because that's exactly where I was kind of heading.
So you brought up special ed, right? So at one time in our educational history, we used to send these students out to specialized schools. They did not have time with typical peers. But the trend is more and more, because it's the right thing to do for our young people, is to keep them in their home schools or somewhere in their home district. And therefore, in 1950, they didn't plan for a class of students with autism or with behavioral needs or, you know, fill in the blank, right? So now we have many of those programs. We have many more specialized preschool classes. We also have a school counselor who needs a teaching space. That wasn't really necessarily a school psych, a school counselor, a social worker. That wasn't in the 1950s ed specs, I'm pretty sure. Right. So, and the list goes on, right, Melissa? Today's education looks different than when they built the building. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to walk anybody through a school building who's saying we have a bunch of classrooms that are open and just close schools and squeeze kids in. That is impossible. We would literally need to put art and music on the cart and more things. Mm-hmm. So enrollment is down, but the classroom space is not available.
Yeah, but I think that's important to have those conversations, because it's interesting, Dr. Kutaye. I would say still the sticking point for so many people is just wrapping their minds around the idea that schools are closing, right? I mean, and again, I think that comes from emotion, and it comes from the well-being you want for your kid. And so these are not easy decisions. They are not taken lightly. This has literally been more than 2 years we've been talking about this. And I want to encourage people to ask those questions and to have these conversations with the superintendent, with the Board of Ed. There's going to be an interactive public engagement session April 20th. It is going to focus on these draft master plans. It's at Jonathan Law High School, 7 p.m. As I always tell you, go to milforded.org. You could see all the plans there. Follow along. And as I mentioned, have your voice heard. Go ask the questions, you know, push back, do what we're doing right now and really get the information you need before the board makes a decision on April 27th. And even then, you'll have an opportunity for public comment. But Dr. Kutaye, as I mentioned before, thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC. It is important we have the facts and we know what's going on. And even to dive into the unknown, even if we're not fully sure what things are going to happen, like we said with Harborside, for example, it's important to even just see where your minds are at with this. And we can have that dialogue here on WICC. So thank you again. And we will link the upcoming dates that people need, the information there, and of course the website for Milford on our website, voiceofct.com. Thank you, Dr. Kutaye. We appreciate it, and we'll certainly be in touch.